Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you one more time. We're thanking and praising God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And I am really excited about God and what God is doing in this hour, and it is such an honor and a joy to be back on Blog Talk Radio. We pray that the word of the Lord tonight will be a blessing. Praise God. We have a word that God has put on our heart to share. Praise God. And we had planned to share this on last evening, and we got our times mixed up and wasn't able to be on the line. So for those that may have called in, we do want to apologize for that. But we do thank the Lord for giving us another opportunity to be on the air. Praise God. And we're getting ready to go into the word of the Lord. Praise God. And so we ask that those that are joining us tonight would just get your Bibles and join in with us. Praise God. If you would like to call in, praise God, we do have a call-in number. You may call and join us at 718-664-9578. Praise God. We just pray that, again, the word of the Lord will be a blessing. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, God, for your people tonight. We ask, Father, as we go into your word, Father, that you would just come in and have your way. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you have done for us. Oh, God, anoint your word tonight. Oh, God, let it be food for our spirits and our souls. Minister, Father, as only you can. We thank you now. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, a few years ago, actually it's been several now years ago, the Lord gave me a vision, showed me a vision. And he spoke to me a few days ago and told me that I was to share this vision. We have seen so much go on in the last few years in the land, in the United States. And just recently, we stopped to honor those that were lost back in 2011 on 911 when we had the terrible tragedy where the planes hit the towers. And then there was a plane that crashed in Pennsylvania and then also Washington, D.C. And it was such a terrible time where the terrorists came and attacked our nation. And as a result of that, we're now still in war. So we've seen a lot of things happen over the last several years. Well, the Lord gave me a vision, and we want to share this vision with you tonight. Praise God. And just the word of the Lord. And I believe that it will just encourage you to seek the Lord even more, because this is an hour, beloved. We must seek the face of God. We must pray. We must fast. And we must hear God in this hour, because God is speaking even in the midst of everything that we've had to endure and are yet enduring even as a nation. Praise God. So I want to begin by reading a scripture in Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. The scripture says, "Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out, and blood touches blood." Now, just this very scripture alone, we can look at our nation and see the bloodshed that we have experienced. Praise God. And where truth, praise God, is being replaced with error and falsehood, where lying and cheating and stealing is becoming commonplace in America and across the nations, across the world. Praise the Lord. And this scripture is saying that there's no truth nor mercy nor knowledge of God in the land. And we're seeing that as well in our nation. We're seeing God. We already have experienced God being taken out of our schools, prayer being taken out of our schools, and on down the line, even on the jobs and different places. You're not able to say anything about God. You're not able to take your Bibles. We're living in this hour right now. In 2002, I'm going to finish the scripture, but in 2002, the Lord showed me in a vision a beast coming from and walking onto the shores of America. These beasts were very, very large. They were so large that I was just stunned by what I saw, the magnitude and how large they were, and they were walking on the shores, walking on the water, but they went onto the shores of America. And when I saw this vision, the Lord said to me that there were things that were about to take place in our nation, and not only our nation, but across the world. But we as a people of God in America would not be ready and is not ready for the things that would occur. Since that time, we have seen 9-1-1. We've had tragedy after tragedy. And the four beasts that I saw, they represent, number one, murder. Number two, immorality. Number three, war, both natural and number four, famine, brought on by natural disaster to include the water supply being affected. Now, this was 2002, and we have already even seen testimony just recently in the last year of water supplies being affected to where you cannot drink. We were given a word even last year, I believe it was, that we were this year, that we were to begin to store up water. And we were to store up these things. And after we got that word, a Sunat part of Africa are experiencing contaminated water. Now, these things are not often widespread, not well known. God always sends forth a warning, beloved. And we're living in a time where the prophetic voice is going forth, and God is speaking. God is trying to speak to the church, to the body of Christ. These four beasts have been unleashed in our nation. Murder is at an all-time high. Never have we seen so many families being destroyed and people just going into businesses and different places, marketplaces, and begin to shoot and kill people at random. We have seen that even over the last couple of years, and I believe in Texas at Fort Hood, where the man decided to go and just begin to shoot and kill. And we've seen the devastation of violence all over our nation, the immorality that has increased both in the world and in the church. Just recently, we just heard of accounting after accounting of ministers being pulled down and being exposed because of sin, because of immorality, because of not living holy into the Word of God. These spirits have been unleashed. Praise the Lord. We're living in an hour of judgment now, not only in America, but all over. God is speaking. He's allowing things to happen because he wants to get the body of Christ's attention. And I, in my heart, wanted to share this message with the people of God, because it's time for us as a body of Christ to pray. It's time for us to repent, to come back to God, to allow God to cleanse us, to allow him to deliver us, to allow him to go down deep in our heart and take inventory and find out where we are, preachers and lay members and, you know, all of us in the body of Christ. You know, we all need to take accounting now and see where we are with God, see where our relationship is with him. Because when it all boils down, beloved, what you must say at the end of the day, where is my relationship with the Lord? Where do I stand with him? Praise the Lord. Now, these beasts, again, has hit our shorelines as a result of sin. Whenever sin present, praise God, amen, you're going to have all kinds of things happen, as we just read in the scripture where God spoke to Hosea, and he said again, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. And God has a controversy with us because sin is abounding. Amen. Sin is running rampant in our streets, in our schools. Praise the Lord. All across the land, God has a controversy with us. Praise the Lord. Because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying, and killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break out, and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish, with the beasts of the field, and with the fowls of heaven, yea, the fishes of the sea, and also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive, nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priests. Praise the Lord. Now listen, judgment is now in the land, and the Lord has allowed these things to be unleashed in the earth. Why? Because he's a just God, he is a sovereign God, he is a holy God, he's a righteous God. And yes, he is a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a saving God. But he's a God that also brings correction. And if he doesn't correct us, if he doesn't cause us to see that we need to repent, then he would have to go all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah and repent to them. Praise God. As he judged them, he is judging us. And it's time for us as a people of God to come back to God, repent, do our first works over again. Ask God to cleanse us. Ask him to deliver us. Ask him to touch our nation. Ask him to have mercy upon us. Praise God, because when we do that, God will honor our prayers. Praise the Lord. Now listen, over the past few years, we have seen murder increase to an all-time high. Again, all entire families have been killed by their own. Men entering businesses and killing people at random. Immorality has become so numerous in the church as well as in the world. God is allowing men to be exposed and women to be exposed for secret sin because of the lack of repentance. America has been in an active war, as I said earlier, since 9/11. And there seems to be no end in sight. Spiritual warfare has increased. The demonic activity that is now taking place has caused men and women to become discouraged at times. However, as we continue to press closer to the Lord, he is giving victory to his people. And some of you may be experiencing tough spiritual warfare. Praise God. It may seem like you come out of one thing and into another. And it may seem like, I don't know how much longer I can endure. But believe it, believe me, beloved, if you endure to the end, you'll be delivered. You will be saved. Don't be discouraged. But hold on to God. Know that God is with you. Know that he's fighting for you. And you know we have a whole host of angels that fall on. Praise the Lord to help us to fight. When we get up in the spirit and we begin to do warfare, listen, we must do warfare on behalf of our children, on behalf of our grandchildren, on behalf of our loved ones. Praise the Lord on behalf even of our churches. Amen. Ministers, ministries. Praise God, we are in a war, both spiritually and naturally. But the people of God are triumphant. You are victorious because Jesus has already paid the price. Praise God, he did it over 2,000 years ago. And it's because of the blood, praise God, that we're here. It's because of the blood of Jesus, amen, that he protects us. Amen, he watches over us, but we still have a job to do. And number one, that job is to pray, to seek the face of God, to stay before the Lord, praise God. Now listen, ministries are under attack. The spirit of witchcraft and Jezebel is running rampant throughout the body of Christ. Every facet of ministry is and has been affected. Even the word says that the love of many would grow cold, praise the Lord. So we're living in an hour where iniquity will abound, but the Bible says grace will much more abound. So when we see these things, we should not get discouraged, but amen, grab a hold to the horns of the altar and begin to seek God as never before. Praise God. Now is the time that we press in. We must press in. Praise God. And don't lose focus. Don't lose your footing. Praise God. But recognize that God is your God and he will see you through. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, in the midst of all this, God is reestablishing prayer in the lives of those who will submit fully to the will of God. The church is experiencing the judgment of God. Again, we are in the midst of judgment. Not only the church, but our nation, the world, praise God, because the things that are happening as a result of God saying, I must allow some things to take place to get my people back in alignment. Praise the Lord. Amen. God began to speak and tell us this last year that this year would be a year of judgment. It would be a year of cleansing. Praise God. The by God, Christ is going through a cleansing period. Some may not want to believe this. Some are saying the opposite. Praise God. But if you just open your spiritual eyes and allow the Lord to open your spiritual ears to hear what he is saying, praise God, and then begin to get back in the vein of the Holy Ghost and walk, amen, according to the word, you will see and hear and know, praise God, exactly what God is saying. Praise the Lord. Now listen, there is a cleansing taking place, and God will restore the body to purity and holy living. Amen. We know that the word of God tells us that we must be holy, without which no man shall see the Lord. And I don't know about you, beloved, but I want to see God. I want to see him as Lord and Savior and King. Praise God. I don't want him to be my judge and have him say, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Praise the Lord. Only those that are in Christ, amen, and that are walking and abiding in the vine, living right, living holy, will see the Lord. We'll go back with him. Beloved, are you ready? Are you ready to go back with him? If he were to crack the sky tonight, if he were to come before day in the morning, can you say in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul, that everything is right with God and I am ready to go back with him? If you cannot say you're ready, beloved, you need to get right. Get ready. Amen. Pray. Repent of your sins. Turn. Praise the Lord. Because when we repent, it means that we turn. We make a change. Praise the Lord. We stop going the way we are going or we're going. Amen. And we turn around. Amen. And we make up in our mind, I'm going to go another way. I'm going with Jesus. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. It is time to really get right with the Lord. So the Holy Ghost will take his rightful place in the land as God has intended. And when we look in the book of Acts and we see, praise God, on the day of Pentecost, amen, they were filled, the people there were filled with the Holy Ghost. They begin to go forth and proclaim Jesus. They begin to go forth and proclaim the word. Everywhere they went, God proved himself with signs and wonders. Amen. The signs, wonders, miracles follow the people of God. So many times now we follow signs. Praise God. We look for a sign. We look for a sign here. We look for someone to give us a word over here. And then we run a second boo-boo's church or whatever. Praise God. Wanting a word. But when we really get in the word and we really get a relationship with God, God will speak. Praise God. And then if speaks to us, so God has somebody come and confirm what the Holy Ghost has already said. Praise God, relationship God have, beloved, where we're so tight with him. Amen. The Bible says, my people, my sheep hear my voice, and another they will not follow. Praise God. We don't have to be running everywhere to hear God. Amen. Because if you're born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, you develop your relationship with God, you can hear him for yourself. That's not saying that we don't need people. We need one another. Praise God. But we rely on the gifts too much, and we need to rely on the giver, and the giver is Jesus Christ. Praise God. So listen, now we know the true apostolic church will arise as it was in the early church. God is restoring the fivefold ministry in order so that the church will be built up, edified, amen, and not tossed about with every wind and doctrine. Praise God. When you're on firm footing, amen, when you're secure in the Lord, you're not going to be bouncing. You won't be up and down. Amen. You won't be on that seesaw. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is why the gifts were given. the fivefold ministry gifts were given to edify the body, to build up the body, to make the body strong, to make us secure, and to perfect the church. Amen. To bring the body of Christ into completion, maturity. Praise God. Because we must grow up now. Amen. The things that we had to deal with 20, 30 years ago cannot hold a candle to where we are right now. Praise God. And then tomorrow there'll be something added on that won't hold a candlestick to today. So we need the Lord and we need to be perfected in Him. And this is a time now that we got to allow God to sharpen us. Amen. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. Amen. Wherever you fall in the ministry, praise God. You may be a deacon. You may be a deaconess. It doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. Whatever function God has put you in. Amen. It's time that you perfect that gift and allow the Lord to perfect the things in you and bring you to complete maturity. Amen. So that He can use you in the fullest. Praise God. So many times we walk in the permissive will of God. That's okay for a time. But we must be in God's perfect will now. Amen. We must, in order to come to perfection, we must be in His perfect will. The center of His will. His direct will. What is God speaking? What would you get to obey? Praise God. Because the Bible says again, amen, that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we know God is restoring the fivefold ministry. Amen. Now listen, we as a people of God, this is what we must do. Again, we must repent of all sin, whether it's knowingly or unknowingly. Amen. Known or unknown. Sins of our fathers, sometimes we have to go back. Amen, and recognize that we're reaping some things because of family, because of generational curses. Amen, things that have traveled down. Amen, and God wants to release us from these things. Amen, because He wants to bring restoration. He wants to bring healing. He wants to bring reconciliation. Praise God. So sometimes we got to repent of the sins of our fathers, forefathers. Praise God. So things that God brings to our remembrance, we must get that cleansed. Amen. Amen. Ask God to forgive us. Sins of ignorance must also be repented of. Sometimes you know, well, I didn't know. Well, now you know. So you're accountable. We're accountable. Once we hear this word, we are accountable. I'm accountable for this. Amen. I'm accountable to live it. Praise the Lord. So we must get back to the basics. And that is simply sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. Some of us have made merchandise of the kingdom of God. We've turned it into filthy lucre. Praise the Lord. We've turned it into such a business. It's a money-making thing. Praise God. But what did Jesus say? Amen. He said, whosoever will, let him come. Praise God. And drink of the waters of life freely. Amen. The gospel is free. Praise the Lord. Jesus is the one that paid the price for the gospel. Now, we can go all kind of avenues with this, and I'm not going to go there tonight. Praise the Lord. But when it comes down to it, when God says speak, and God has ordained and called you to a work, praise the Lord, you have a responsibility to obey the Lord. Now, if you choose not to, you will deal with God, and God will deal with you on that. But there are many of us preachers tonight that are not obeying for one reason or another. And beloved, I'm encouraging you to get in that pocket with God. Get in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. And be sensitive to what God is saying to you. Praise the Lord. And simply obey the Lord. You cannot go wrong when you obey God. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, men, women, and children must be born again. Praise God. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Baptized in water. As a result of all of these things, change will take place when there is true repentance. God wants us to bring forth fruit, meat for repentance. Praise God. So once we repent and we turn and we decide, I'm following Jesus, there's got to be some fruit to come out of your life. Praise God. If there's no fruit, if there's weeds, all kinds of stuff growing, in your garden, I'm submitting to you tonight to go to God. Ask God why. If there's no productivity spiritually in your life, if you're having to go around a mountain or a merry-go-round, so to speak, and you keep going through the same things over and over again, get before God. Ask him why. Begin to seek the face of God. Beloved, God will speak. He will let you know what's going on. Praise the Lord. And finally, we must choose to walk in forgiveness. Praise God. This is another area that if we need cleansing in our lives, amen, we won't receive it unless we're willing to forgive. We must release those that have offended, that have hurt. Amen. Whatever's going on in your life, choose to let it go. Choose to release it. Give it to the Lord. Allow the Lord, amen, to let the healing balm of Gilead flood you from the top of your head down to the soles of your feet. Hallelujah. You must forgive. Don't hold on to those things that are linked in the past that happened to you as a child that you can't do anything about. Praise God. You won't forgive that one that hurt you, that one that abused you, that one that did something to you that was so detrimental. Praise God. But you are not released to go forward as long as you're tied to your past. Because there will be a chain that will constantly yank you back. And God is wanting you to go forward. Praise the Lord. So what you have to do, you have to be willing to let that chain go, let it drop, let it fall, and allow the anointing of God to come in and cleanse, heal, and deliver and set you free so that you may go on and follow the Lord in peace, in righteousness, in joy, amen, and meekness, and all of the fruit of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So the devil can lose that foothold. Some of you right now listening, praise God, you've got things in your life, thank you, Jesus, that you've been holding on to. Praise God, gripping so tight, you can't let go. But I wanted you to let it go. Let it go. Allow the Lord to do in you what he wants to do. Allow him to bring healing. Allow him to refresh you. Allow him to cleanse you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Believe me, beloved, he will. He will cleanse you. He will heal you, and he will set you free. So we must be willing to forgive no matter what takes place in our lives. Forgiveness must be a part of our everyday life. Thank you, Jesus. Do not hold bitterness, anger, hurt, hatred, bitterness, wrath, or malice in your heart. Allow the Lord to totally cleanse you from all that would hinder your walk with the Lord. Ask the Lord for more of his love, his grace, and his mercy. Listen, Jesus, as he hung on the cross, and we know that as he hung there, he suffered. Praise the Lord. Amen. He suffered at the hands of his persecutors. Praise the Lord. He suffered as a result of his own kicking him, spitting on him, amen, beating him on the back. He suffered. But as he hung on the cross, he forgave those. He forgave those that mocked him. Praise the Lord. He recognized that they did not know, praise God, what they were doing. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They don't have a concept, a clue, but Father, forgive them anyway. He released them. And in releasing them, he was released. Praise the Lord. Jesus didn't deserve what he endured, but he endured so that we might be free. And Jesus did not know any sin, but he became sin for us, praise God. But he took that sin and dumped it back where it belonged, and that was in the portals of hell. Thank you, Jesus. So we are now walking out the vision that the Lord has given. God will give strength to his people, and he will give us peace in the midst of the storm. We must trust God and surrender fully to his will. Beloved, God is a God of his word, and he will see us through. Now, we know, amen, that we are living in perilous times. We're living in troublesome times now. praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Timothy, I want to read this scripture. Praise God as we go forward. And I do thank the Lord for the callers, amen, that are on the line. I want to say God bless you. Praise the Lord. We thank God that you have joined us tonight. Praise God. And we just pray that you'll be blessed by the word of the Lord. We are going over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Amen. And we're going to read beginning at verse number 1. Praise God. We're living, again, in perilous times. Praise God. We're living in troublesome times. Amen. The Bible says this, know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Difficult times, grievous times, dangerous times. But yet we're living in one of the most precious hours of times with the Lord. Praise God. Amen. We're living in a day and an hour where the love of many is growing cold, as we said earlier. Where there is no love there, you will find all manner of evil and wrongdoing. Amen. So this is the hour that we're living in right now. Okay, the word of God talks about men being lovers of themselves, selfish, more concerned with the welfare of self than God and the people of God. Amen. And we're singing in churches song, Bodies of Christ, where people's love for God is growing cold. Amen. Where at one point, amen, Bible study night, you couldn't get a seat. Prayer meeting night, you couldn't get a seat. Praise God. But now, amen, you call prayer, you call Bible study, you may get three or four, you might get two or three. Praise God. And I know it's not everywhere, but it is taking place. There's a shaking going on in the body. Amen. Our love for God is growing cold. And we must ignite those fires and reignite the fires of the Holy Ghost. Let God get down in there and rekindle your love for him. Amen. The word talks about being covetous. Amen. Excessively desirous of another's possessions, both spiritually and naturally. To be jealous of another's walk in the Lord. Amen. We're seeing jealousy in the body. People are jealous of one another, jealous of their positions. And, you know, all of these things are taking place, covetousness. This is a mark of the last days. These are the perilous times that we're living in. Praise the Lord. Amen. Boasters, to self-exalt or exalt self, to talk or speak with excessive pride. Praise God. The Bible said if you humble yourself, he will exalt you. Amen. But pride goes before a fall. When you have a haughty spirit, amen, then God has to bring you down. That's what got Lucifer into trouble, because he allowed himself to be lifted up in pride. And he got so out there, so far out there, that he thought, I'm going to exalt myself above God. Praise God. And God immediately took action. Amen. There was a great war that took place as a result. Praise God. Amen. And Satan, who Satan now was Lucifer, lost his position with God. Amen. And 2/3 of the angels fell as a result of what he did. Praise God. So it doesn't help us, praise God, to be lifted up with pride. Amen. We must, praise the Lord, allow the Lord to humble us at times. And we must keep ourselves humble. Keep yourself humble before the Lord. Amen. Recognize where you are. Amen. Allow the Lord to keep you in that pocket so you don't get lifted up. Even when God begins to use us, we have to be careful. Amen. That we keep ourselves in a place where God can use us. And then proud, to feel or show, again, excessive self-esteem. Praise God. Disobedient to parents. We're seeing so much of this in the body of Christ. Amen. Natural children, even spiritual children. Amen. Disobedient. That means to be headstrong. I'm going to do it my way. You can't tell me anything. To display both, again, to display a lack of respect. Again, this is both naturally and spiritually. Things that I'm seeing people do to leaders, and how sometimes we in the body treat leaders. In my day, when I grew up, there was no way we would do some of the things that I've seen and some of the things I see. Praise God, the disrespect. Praise God, and on and on and on we could go. Praise God. Amen. We should not walk in disobedience. Amen. To God, Amen. Or to our leaders, we must respect them. Praise the Lord. If things happen you don't understand, take it to God. Amen. Ask God about it. God will lead you. Amen. The Holy Ghost will lead you. He guides you into all truth. Praise God. And then unthankful. To be ungrateful, a lack of gratitude, again, both natural and spiritual. Praise the Lord. These things are taking place in the body of Christ. Unholy, a lack of reverence. Praise God. Not reverencing God. Unholy, living any kind of way, acting any kind of way. Praise God, dipping and dabbing, doing all kinds of things, jumping in God, jumping out, jumping in, jumping out. No, this is not a seesaw relationship that we should have with God. If you've given yourself to God and you've repented of your sins, you're saying, I'm coming out of the world, then I am not going to be a partaker of the world. Praise God, because if you're a partaker of the world, how are you going to be linked with God? Amen. God will not link himself with anything or anyone that's unholy. Amen. The scripture talks about, I believe it's in Corinthians, about our bodies being the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And if we defile our temple, he will not dwell there. God will not dwell in an unclean temple. Praise God. So we must keep ourselves pure. I want the Holy Ghost in my life. I want God in my life. I want to be able to hear him. Amen. On a daily basis. I've got to stay linked. And in order for me to stay linked, amen, I got to live right. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord gave me a little thought. Amen. That maybe we'll preach it one day. That, you know, in order to walk straight, you can't walk straight on a crooked road because that road is windy. It's going all kinds of ways. Amen. So in order for us to go straight in God, we can't be crooked. Amen. We can't have nothing twisted in us. Praise God. And so because untwisting, he's getting the body cleaned up because he said he will have a church without a spot, blemish, or wrinkle. Amen. It takes the power of God to cleanse us. But the word of God, amen, gives us everything that we need, amen, to live, amen, in God and live a victorious life. So when we make excuses to stay where we are, we'll never get where God wants us to be. Praise God. But I don't know about you, beloved, but I want everything God has for me. Amen. Everything God has, I want it. Praise the Lord. I want to walk in the good of the land. I want to live in the good of the land. Praise the Lord. I want to enter into the rest of God. Amen. And then when I come to the end of this journey, amen, should God tear, I want him undone, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord because God has so much for us, both here and hereafter. Praise God. Amen. We're living to live again. Amen. Our living doesn't stop here. Amen. It continues. Praise God. Amen. Even those that have gone on and did not make it to God, yeah, they're going to live, but it's not the kind of life that we know of. It's eternal damnation, eternal hell. Praise God. Amen. And we don't want to lose our soul. Praise God. We don't want, amen, to end up in a burning fire because that was made for the devil and his angels. God never intended for his people to go to hell. Amen. But when we choose, amen, to not walk with God, then we choose to walk with the enemy. It's ours. God doesn't force himself on us. Amen. We serve God willingly. We serve him because we want to serve him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me on. Unholy. Again, a lack of reverence. God sends us his word because he loves us and desires that we live clean, holy lives that is pleasing to him. Praise God. Now, another mark of perilous times is people without natural affection or perversion. And we're seeing perversion really on the rise, the spirit of perversion, the spirit of whoredoms. Amen. All of these things, I mean, are just prevalent. It's one of those beasts that I talked about earlier. When the Lord gave me the vision for the beast, these four beasts that I saw, amen, for those of you that are just getting on the line may now have heard, amen, when we first got on the line tonight, amen, I shared about a vision that the Lord gave me of these four beasts, and they were coming from the sea, walking onto the shores of America. These beasts represent murder, immorality, war, both natural and spiritual, and famine, brought on by natural disaster, to include the water supply being affected. And then in 2002, the Lord showed me that. And we've seen and are seeing all these things take place right now. Praise God. Truth breakers. One who ends an agreement of peace. Okay? Faithless to promises. One who fails to keep his or her word. A covenant breaker. Okay? So in the last days, we're going to see even more of this. Truth breakers. Praise God. And then false accusers. That's a slanderer. This vicious people that will intentionally slander to hurt someone else, to assassinate someone else's character, or to kill a person spiritually. I mean, you could kill somebody and wound them spiritually to where no more good. They're no more effective to themselves or anyone else. We have to be so careful that we don't murder people with our tongue. A lot of the murders that's going on is not just natural murders. Yes, there are a lot of those. A lot of people are being murdered spiritually. They're being mortally wounded to where they're no more, they don't have a will to go on. Many fall out of the body of Christ because of hurts and wounds and things that happen in the body. Praise God. And we in the body of Christ are really bad about hurting our own people. Amen. And then leaving them there to bleed and to die. Praise God. Amen. Because when some spirit, it takes God to get them back. And some people never recover. We have to be so careful, beloved. Incontinent, a lack of control of appetite, passions, attitude, etc. Some of us have addictions and things right in the church, in the body of Christ. We're incontinent. We don't have no control because we allow the flesh to ride. The Bible says that, let me read it in 1 John, all this in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, it's of the world. I want to read the scripture to you. Praise God. Let me see. Give me a minute to find it because I didn't have it. Love not the world. It's 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. We should not have a love, a thirst for the world. Amen. This is the word. He's saying, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, that's the word. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, is of the world. And we don't want to be of the world. We want to be of God. Come on. We can't love the things of the world. We can't fashion our lives after the world. We can't do the things that the world does. Amen. When we come out, we got to come out, be separate. Touch not the unclean thing, God says, and then I will receive you. And then fierce. That means to be wild, untamed. One who refuses to come into subjection to another. Again, this is both natural and spiritual. And we're seeing all of these things take place right now before our eyes. This vision that we had in 2002 has come to pass. We're seeing this now. Praise God. And it's really the Lord bringing it back to me and me having a chance to just go over it. It's just really, it has me on alert. Spiritually, Father, you know, I'm asking God concerning my own life. Lord, just I want to be right with you. I want everything in me that's not of you to get out. I want you to cleanse and deliver, set free. I mean, these are prayers, beloved, that we need to pray. We need to pray them every day. Amen. We need a revival. The revival must begin individually. And as this revival begins and people begin to seek God, people begin to pray, we begin to get a hold of the horns of the altar. We begin to weep between the porch and the altar. We put on sackcloth and ashes and begin to fast and pray. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn the plate over. Pull back from the table. Stop feeding the flesh. Praise God. We feed it with television. We feed it with all kind of carnal things. Praise the Lord. But the spirit man is anorexic, starving. Pray, Lord, there is a famine in the land, famine for the word of God. Praise the Lord. You may say, oh, we can turn on TV, we can turn on this channel, we can turn on that channel and see all the word. But amen, but everything you hear is not anointed. Praise God. And I love my brothers, I love my sisters. Praise the Lord. Amen. We were just in a service not long ago, and there was absolutely no spirit of God moving, no anointing. Praise God. Amen. And that is not of God. Amen. We need God to move in our midst. We don't want to see Ichabod written over the walls, written over the churches. Praise the Lord. Some don't even realize, amen, that the anointing has left. Praise God. I heard a message the other day about Saul and didn't realize this, but Saul was anointed for anointed to be king. He was only anointed 2 years. Praise God. God, the anointed, God had to lift the anointing off of Saul because Saul got beside himself. Praise the Lord. He got to a place where, amen, got disobedient. He got in rebellion. And the Bible says rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and the anointing lifted off of his life. Praise God. And God put the anointing on another man. Praise the Lord, a young man by the name of David. Amen. God anointed him to be king. And the day that David was anointed king, the spirit of God left Saul, and an evil spirit went and ministered to Saul, tormented Saul for the rest of his life. Now, he served a total of 40 years. He remained as king, but he was not anointed the whole time. How many times have God lifted the anointing? Praise the Lord. And men and women still go on as if they're anointed, but the anointing is no longer there. The Bible says the anointing destroys. The anointing destroys the yoke. We need the anointing, glory be to God, to go through and permeate. Glory to God. Break up the fallow ground and destroy demonic activity. It takes the anointing of God. Hallelujah. And those that are bound by sin and bound by addiction and bound by habits, it takes the anointing of the Lord to go into your soul. Glory to God and bring deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh, God, be determined to be set free. I dare you to call on Jesus. I dare you to call. Oh, my shana bosa. I dare you to lift up your hands and begin to pray. Begin to call on the name of the Lord. Glory be to God, because he is your strength. Glory to God. He is your strong tower. Oh, my shana boha. Oh, my God. He's your keeper. Hallelujah. He will deliver. He will set you free if you call on him. Hallelujah. Trust God. Ah, my shana. Come out of darkness and make up in your mind, hallelujah, that you're going to walk in the light as he is in the light. Glory be to God, because there is no darkness in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And what he does for one, he'll do for the other. Glory to God. And if he allowed his son, Jesus, to be hung up on the cross, he was hung up for your hang-ups. Glory to God. And he did not die in vain. The blood of Jesus was not shed in vain. But what you must do, you must make up in your mind that you're coming out of sin. You're going to stop shacking. Glory to God. You're going to stop lying and cheating and stealing. Glory to God. You're going to stop whoremongering and committing adultery and fornication. And you're going to stop being dishonest. Glory to God. And stealing and lying. And all of the things that you've been doing. Glory to God. Amen. And you're going to come to God and trust God to deliver you and bring you out. Hallelujah. And bring about a change in your life, because the Holy Ghost will do the work if you allow him to do it. Thank you, Jesus. God, we love you right now. Oh, we praise your holy name. Glory to God. Despisers of those who are good. Glory to God. Those that are doing a great work for the Lord. I'm reminded of Nehemiah, praise God, when God allowed him to go back, praise God, and he saw how the walls of Jerusalem had been torn down, and the people, amen, were in disarray. Glory to God. The city was in ruins. Glory to God. And he was grieved in his heart, but God gave him wisdom how to go and build the wall, praise the Lord. And as he began to do the work, there was a Sanballat and Tobias that was there. Glory to God. Those two men were there to stop the work. They did not want the man of God to do what God have called him to do. Even went so far as to threaten his life. But he looked at them and said, wait a minute. Glory to God, we are doing a good work, and I cannot come down, amen, to your level, praise the Lord. I'm going to stay up here where I am. I'm going to continue to seek the face of God. I'm staying up on the wall where I can see, where I can stay alert, and I can pray for my brothers and my sisters and intercede on behalf of those that are in trouble. Glory to God. And some of you, the enemy wants you to come down off the wall. He wants you to stop doing the work that you're doing. Praise the Lord. He wants you to cease. Oh, I say, humble shot. But I submit to you that you're doing a good work, man of God, woman of God. Don't come down. Glory to God. Don't cease. Hallelujah. Continue to pray. Continue to fast. Continue to seek the face of God and preach the unadulterated word, the uncompromised gospel. Preach it in season and preach it out of season. Oh, my God, rebuke with all long-suffering and doctrine. Glory to God. Sow and plant and reap. You will reap the harvest. Glory to God. Don't faint. Oh, my God, you may get weary in well-doing, praise the Lord, but don't faint. Know that God is with you. Know that he will see you through, glory to God. And know this, that no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. Hallelujah. Every tongue that comes against you, God will condemn it in the judgment, glory to God. Hold your peace and allow the Lord to fight your battle, glory to God. And then another trait is traitors, praise God. One who betrays one's a country or cause or a trust, one who commits treason, praise the Lord. And Jesus knew firsthand what it was like to be betrayed, because one of his own decided to go, glory to God, to the religious folk. Oh, my God, religion will kill you, beloved. Glory to God. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. The reason Judas could not see really who Jesus was, because he followed him out of religion. Glory to God. He thought that he could do it his way, praise God. But when it was all said and done, amen, he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, handed him over for a few coins, glory to God. And those very coins ended up, glory to God, being thrown back, glory to God. Amen. Because once Judas realized what he had done, that he had committed, amen, a travesty, that it did not go the way he thought it would, and Jesus had to walk the way he had to walk, he was sorrowful, glory to God, but he did not repent. And as a result of his sorrowfulness, glory to God, he ended up hanging himself, and amen, his body gushed out as he was torn asunder, praise God. He lost his soul eternally as a result of his own downfall, praise the Lord. Amen. And the spirit of betrayal is in the land today. It is in the church today, praise the Lord. But just because, amen, some of you may have been betrayed, God, but know that Jesus walked that walk, and so he knows, amen, exactly how it feels, praise God. But he also knows, amen, what it is to extend the hand of mercy and the hand of grace. Glory to God. Even Peter, amen, denied the Lord 3 times, amen. But Jesus got him back because he submitted to him. Peter, 3 times, do you love me? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Take care of my sheep. Take care of the lambs. Take care of the babies. Glory to God. God laid a heavy anoint on Peter. He became a powerful man of God, on the day of Pentecost, preached the first message, glory to God, led 3,000 people to the Lord as a result of his preaching. 3,000 came to the Lord, praise God. Peter went through, glory to God, and he was so anointed that his shadow, glory to God, overshadowing some, healed the people, glory to God. He preached the word in season and out of season. He proclaimed Jesus everywhere he went, glory to God, as he went to Cornelius' house, Hondable Shay, glory to God, and as he preached and proclaimed the word of the Lord, glory to God, the man of God's household was saved, glory to God, amen. And in the end of his life, he still testified of Jesus. You see, everywhere the boys went, they were a witness of Jesus. Hallelujah. They went about witnessing Jesus. Hallelujah. And almost all of those disciples turned apostles, glory to God. Amen. Were marked because their witness was so strong. Praise the Lord. And beloved, no matter what you go through, you must allow your witness to go forth, glory to God, because the Bible said that we're to be witnesses both in Jerusalem and Judea and to the uttermost part of the word of God, that the Holy Ghost, amen, would come on us, amen, the power of God would come, and then we would be witnesses of him, praise the Lord. That's one of the functions of the Holy Ghost, that we witness of Jesus, that we tell the goodness of the Lord, praise God. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you have gone through, you stand for the Lord. Amen. Don't deny him. Don't be ashamed. Glory to God of the one that saved you, the one that sanctified you, the one that cleansed you, the one that delivered you. Praise the Lord. That's only Jesus Christ. Amen. The Father God sent his son down here so that we might have a right to the tree of life. Don't deny your Father. Don't deny the power of God, but allow the Holy Ghost to have first place in your life. Thank you, Jesus. And then we see heady people, amen, hasty, reckless, headstrong folk. Glory be to God. These are all traits and things that will happen in the last days. And then high-minded, senseless, conceited, and silly. Glory to God. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The scripture says, from such turn away. Beloved, we are living in perilous time, but know this, that we're living in precious times again, because in the midst of everything that's going on, God is still God all by himself. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for your people. God, as we've given this word out tonight, we ask, God, that you administer to everyone. God, touch every lay member, every minister, every man and woman of God, every boy and girl that is serving you tonight. Stir up your people, God, on the north, east, south, and west end of America. Sweep through, Holy Ghost, and do the work that only you can do. Father, we love you, and we thank you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do, God, for this will. Help us, God, that the word not slip from us, God. We thank you now. We give you praise, God. We give you honor, and we give you glory. I want you to minister to that one that's sick. Oh, God, touch right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you, God. God, we love you. Oh, my God, we'll continue to magnify you and live out of this here. We pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. We pray that this word today has been a blessing to you. Want you to continue to listen to the broadcast. Amen. If the Lord should tarry, we'll be back on again in the morning, and we're going to go back into our teaching on the book of Acts. Beloved, remain encouraged. Know that God loves you, that he cares for you. He has your best interest at heart because he cares for you. Amen. Our announcement will come on shortly. Praise the Lord. Continue to tune in and be blessed in Jesus' name. We love you, and we're praying for you, beloved. Stay encouraged in the name of the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org.
If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at prayer@wopministries.org. You may also write us at Women of Power Ministries, 1030 Sumac, Pueblo, West Colorado, 81007. Until our next broadcast, beloved, keep looking up and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares. In a dry